Well, I think the working group that DNR is putting together will be very, very helpful in that it'll do research review, and then it will give research guidance, and then it will give input into the appropriate handling of manure through direct application. A lot of people see the equipment in the field, but they view it in the old methods of using it, and that's where we used to spray water up in the air and shoot it all over the place to irrigate. Those systems are being revised. Those systems now have different pressure systems used in the application of manure. The nozzle sizes are different for application. The distribution patterns are different. So while people are seeing the old technology used in the old methods, the new technologies and the new methodology are very different and will mitigate many of the issues that people are saying they're concerned about. But until we go through the process of reviewing all the information available and understanding what it is that we need to put together to answer the questions that are being asked, it will be a continued public challenge for the dairy industry in this state.
You do have some, I think the Towns Association was talking about drawing up a design of a base type of referendum that could be passed by a township to stop this. Did you get them to hold off on that?
Well, the towns, those that have little experience with it and have a fear of it rather than having information available, immediately want to prohibit it. There are always offsets, though. Prohibiting the application of manure through circle pivot methods means more trucks on the highway, means greater interaction between cars and trucks on the road, and there are some offsets. And I guess what we're hoping is the towns will not do knee-jerk reactions and prohibit one methodology while causing an increase of other kinds of safety issues. So,
any kind of deadline for the DNR working group?
I haven't heard of one, no.